shocked by a corruption scandal. Just 2 days before FIFA president Sepp Blatter runs for re-election, authorities here in the United States formally charged 14 men on bribery charges related to three World Cup tournaments and several football events in North and Central America. Meanwhile, early Wednesday, Swiss authorities arrested seven FIFA officials in Zurich pending extradition to the USA. VOA correspondent Al Pessin reports from London.
Swiss police moved in Wednesday morning at a hotel where the FIFA officials were staying for the organization's annual meeting. The arrests focused on officials of the North and Central American and Caribbean Soccer Federation who are charged in the United States with taking millions of dollars in bribes related to the lucrative media and marketing rights for regional tournaments and in connection with the selection of South Africa to host the 2010 World Cup. Swiss prosecutors added charges related to the 2018 World Cup in Russia and the 2022 tournament in Qatar. The crimes are alleged to have gone on for 24 years, and the charges include racketeering, which is participating in an organized criminal conspiracy. Several other defendants charged in the United States have pled guilty, and at least one of them, a former FIFA official, is reported to have cooperated in gathering evidence. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch called the corruption rampant, systemic, and deep-rooted in the United States and abroad. The defendants are citizens of 10 Latin American and Caribbean countries, as well as the United States and Britain. But the charges do not involve FIFA President Sepp Blatter, who has led the multi-billion dollar organization for 17 years and faces a re-election vote on Friday. His spokesman, Walter De Gregorio, said the allegations are not against the organization, but rather only men who lead regional federations and sit on the FIFA board. He said FIFA is the victim of these crimes, and the arrests will help its effort to root out corruption.
This is good what happens. It confirms that we are on the right track. It hurts. It's not easy, but it's the only way to go.
The spokesman also rejected suggestions that Blatter should resign. His opponent in Friday's election, Prince Ali bin Hussein of Jordan, declined to comment early Wednesday, but has previously spoken of his goals for the organization if he's elected.
Transparency is a word often used. Now it needs to be implemented. And I would definitely want to guarantee that that happens.
The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said those indicted had fostered a culture of corruption and greed that created an uneven playing field for the biggest sport in the world. And the Justice Department official in charge of the investigation warned this is not the final chapter. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Thanks, Al. Two of those arrested Wednesday are current FIFA vice presidents, Jeffrey Webb, the president of CONCACAF, the regional body for football in North and Central America and the Caribbean, and Eugenio Figueiredo of Uruguay. At a news conference Wednesday morning in Brooklyn, New York, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch gave more details about the men involved in the corruption scandal.
Now, the 14 defendants charged in the indictment we are unsealing today include high-ranking officials of FIFA, the international organization responsible for regulating and promoting soccer, leaders of regional and other governing bodies under the FIFA umbrella, and sports marketing executives who, according to the indictment, paid millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks to obtain lucrative media and marketing rights to international soccer tournaments. The 47-count indictment against these individuals includes charges of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracies spanning two decades. FIFA and the regional bodies under its umbrella make money in part by selling commercial rights to their soccer tournaments to sports marketing companies, often through multi-year contracts covering multiple editions of the tournaments. Now, the sports marketing companies, in turn, sell those rights downstream, that is, to other TV and broadcast networks, to corporate sponsors, and to other entities for significant sums of money. Beginning in 1991, two generations of soccer officials, including the then presidents of two regional soccer confederations under FIFA, one being the Confederation of North, Central American and Caribbean Association Football, known as CONCACAF, which includes the U.S., and the South American Football Confederation, or CONMEBOL, which represents organized soccer in South America, used their positions of trust within their respective organizations to solicit bribes from sports marketers in exchange for the commercial rights to their soccer tournaments. They did this over and over, year after year, tournament after tournament. In just one example, in 2016, here in the United States, we are scheduled to host the centennial edition of the Copa America, the first time that tournament will be held in cities outside of South America. Our investigation revealed that what should have been an expression of international sportsmanship was used as a vehicle in this broader scheme to line executives' pockets with bribes totaling $110 million, nearly a third of the legitimate costs of the rights to the tournaments involved. Now, the criminal activity that we've identified did not solely involve sports marketing. Around 2004, bidding began for the opportunity to host the 2010 World Cup, which was ultimately awarded to South Africa, the first time the tournament would be held on the African continent. But even for this historic event, FIFA executives and others corrupted the process by using bribes to influence the hosting decision. The indictment also alleges that corruption and bribery extended to the 2011 presidential FIFA election and to agreements regarding sponsorship of the Brazilian national soccer team by a major U.S. sportswear company. In short, these individuals, through these organizations, engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide, one of the most popular sports around the globe. And while at least one FIFA executive served as CONCACAF president without pay, there was little altruism involved, as he alone is alleged to have taken more than $10 million in bribes over a 19-year period and amassed a personal fortune from his ill-gotten gains. All told, these defendants have agreed to forfeit over $150 million in illegal profits that they've made from these crimes.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch speaking Wednesday morning at a news conference in Brooklyn, New York. Joining us now from Johannesburg, South Africa, for reaction to this FIFA corruption scandal is our football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Hello, Sonny.
David, as we heard from the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, this corruption scandal envelops the 2011 FIFA election. So I guess my first question, as we look forward to Friday's FIFA presidential election, do you think it will negatively impact Sepp Blatter and his re-election chances?
Sonny, it should, but I'm not sure it will. Blatter is he's very much the overlord of world football. Apart from Europe, where I don't think he'll get any votes, I think he's sitting very pretty. I think he's got Africa wrapped up. I think he's got huge support in Asia, in Central America, and also in South America. If FIFA was an ordinary company after what has unfolded today, Sonny, you would expect him to resign, to go in disgrace. But Blatter is nothing if not a survivor, a fighter. He's in command of a big ship, and I'm not sure he's getting ready to ditch it just yet.
David, as you know, Sepp Blatter originally had three challengers to his office. He now has only one, Prince Ali bin Al Hussein from Jordan, who described this scandal as a sad day in football. What's your reaction?
Oh, that's it, Sonny. I cannot think watching and listening to the radio bulletins and also watching it on TV. It really depresses me because I cover football. I cover it sort of 24/7, and I thought, is this really what I'm covering? Because here in Africa, of course, what is very upsetting is news that there could have been corruption involved in the 2010 bid. One of my concerns, though, Sonny, looking at the presidential race, is we here in Africa, we haven't heard an awful lot from Prince Ali. We haven't seen a lot of him. And at one stage, when there were three contenders against Sepp Blatter, I thought, you know, Sepp Blatter couldn't have organized this better if he was in charge of it, because the more contenders, it's going to split the votes. In other words, the anti-Blatter votes are going to be divided in three instead of in one. I think the best chance now is the fact that you've got Prince Ali directly up against Sepp Blatter. But Sepp Blatter, Sonny, you know, he has seen off so many storms in the past that I think those who are now writing him off for the Friday election, I think, need to tread warily. He's got huge support. He's done an awful lot, remember, for continents like Africa. He's put a lot of money into the national football associations. He also brought the World Cup to Africa in 2010. Just to rewind slightly, he made it an all-African competition. In other words, only African countries could contest it. And it boiled down to South Africa getting 14 votes and Morocco getting 10 votes in that final challenge.
David, earlier VOA's Al Pessin reported that this scandal goes back nearly a quarter of a century, 24 years. Does the scope, the length of this scandal surprise you?
It does, Sonny. I didn't realize, I mean, I've just listened to your report about the amounts involved, and I must say my initial reaction is I'm finding this hard to believe. I mean, we're talking about tens and tens of millions of dollars. There are rumors that have been going around, swirling around the media, of course, for many years now, but nothing has ever been proven. That has been the problem. But this may well be the tipping point. I've listened to what the FBI have said today, and the fact that they're now involved, Sonny, I think that's very important.